From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Despite a new call for a ceasefire from the UN Security Council, Syrian airstrikes continue to pummel the rebel-held suburbs of Damascus, known as Eastern Ghouta, where more than 500 have been killed in recent days. Trinity University history professor and Syria analyst David Lesh said it's clear what the Syrian government is after.
The Syrian government is hell-bent on taking back Eastern Ghouta, breaking the resistance there. It's very much key to establishing control, especially in a suburb so close to Damascus. If they do take Eastern Ghouta, the only remaining opposition enclave would be Idlib, and they would probably move on that next.
The opposition and monitors said a child died and several other people suffered breathing difficulties after a suspected chemical attack on the besieged rebel enclave. Paul Donahoe is with the group International Rescue Committee.
The severity of the bombardment has meant that, unfortunately, only the most urgent cases could be treated. People are in a medical emergency right now. We know that, unfortunately, more than a dozen hospitals seem to have been hit in the last week and put out of action. And you can just imagine the consequence of that for people who have been injured who are not able to receive medical treatment.
German and French leaders have urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to exert maximum pressure on allies Syria for the immediate implementation of the ceasefire. In Democratic Republic of Congo, at least one person was killed, several wounded Sunday, when security forces clashed with church-led demonstrators across the country demanding President Joseph Kabila step down. Kasa Kasambula said, "We march even if the police stop us. Even these policemen," he said, "have to understand Kabila's mandate is finished." The DRC leader's mandate expired in late 2016. This is VOA News.